Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Anna Murray is back. Yeah, we're glad she's here. She's the founder of eMedia, author of The Complete Software Project Manager, and she has been a leader in the tech industry for a long time. She's our good friend. Anna, thanks again for hanging out with us, and thank you for that good report last segment on what's going on in New York City. Now let's talk about the intersection of cybersecurity and the coronavirus. This is a topic that probably doesn't pop into the minds of everyone. Tell us about it.
Well, for one thing, we know that hackers are posing. So people are in a more vulnerable state. You know, I don't know about you, but if I don't write things down, I mean, there's so much information coming out. Yeah. If I don't write things down, the thought goes out of my head by the time I've reached the door to my office.
Can I stop you for one second? The word you used right there is the word that I think we all ought to think about, vulnerability. If there's one thing we have to say about where we are right now, the globe is more vulnerable than we've been since World War II, I think. Go ahead.
I think that's absolutely true. So we're a little scattered in our thinking. And you know that I know your audience, smart audience, knows yep. that, you know, that email with that link that you shouldn't click on, you might be, I don't know, twice as likely to click on it these days because you're distracted and you're freaked
right.
out. And there are a lot of
and it came from a friend.
Coming through.
It came from Jim. It came from Anna.
That's right. That's right. The address looks like it's something legit. Heck, you know, Jim, I mean, I hate to tell you this, but I might be more inclined to click on an email from the CDC than from you at the moment.
Right. No
you know,
kidding.
So you think yeah. it's from the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
You click, and now your machine is infected. You're doing a lot off your personal machines, for
yeah.
example, at
That's
home.
That's another point.
Which
yeah.
may not be as well defended as your office machine
right.
with that annoying
That's
IT
really,
guy telling you this
That's
and that.
That's a really
and
important point, and I hadn't thought about. Folks, think about this as you – as you go home when you're using the kid's computer to work, you may not have that triple firewall, you know, digital physical protection there.
Exactly. And you may not have the rules on it. I mean, think of all the stuff yeah. that someone who's working in a big corporation has on their
machine
at work.
I got protection on my computer that says, it reaches out of the screen, it slaps my hand, it says, don't click on that.
Exactly. Change your password all the time. Cook into the VPN. All of this stuff is stuff that exists in the office, and we're going. All of us are going to need. Some of us may need help. Call up, you know, your managed service provider. You know, your tech consultant to say, how do I do this? If you don't feel like you have the sufficient knowledge to do it on your own,
yeah.
And what you need are. What you need are firewalls in place. You need antivirus software. You need to make sure that you're changing your passwords, password protection, all of that good stuff, and good email filters maybe that are not on your kid's computer but
right.
are on your work computer.
Right.
If you are using a personal machine, all of that stuff needs to be considered.
Are you seeing a ramping up? I mean, not that they weren't already assaulting us. Almost to the denial of service level. Are you seeing any kind of a ramping up of the cyber bad guys in terms, not just in their methods, but in their volume? Are you seeing that?
Yes, absolutely. All the experts are reporting that cybersecurity hacks, especially related to the coronavirus, especially related to masquerading as our health officials, have ramped up over the last week significantly. So we are, you know, and people, it's going to be the stuff that we know, which is they're going to lock your computer and they're going to want $300 to unlock it.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to go run into the office and say, oh shoot, you know, like you close that closet door and say, I'm not going to deal with that. We're all going to have to deal with it.
Right. Well,
it's like looting. It's like in any emergency, there are going to be people who take advantage of the fact that there is an emergency.
These are people, folks, who have no soul. They have no North Star. There's no morality in them. All they think about is you know, how they can get to you. They think you have something they want, and they're going to come get it. And they don't how they get it and the circumstances under which they do is irrelevant to them.
It's very true. I mean, we've known that hackers are. I mean, the election disruptors, mm-hmm. the people who prey on the elderly. If you have an elderly parent,
can you imagine the older folks who are less tech savvy as a lot of people, most people in business are these days, how hungry they're going to be for coronavirus information, how they're going to be susceptible to this. You're going to report on this in 6 months. You'll give us a report on how bad it got.
I will absolutely do that.
I hope you don't, but I suspect you will, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
We're in for a little bit of a bumpy ride here for a number of months, and we're going to have to support one another and give accurate information and stay calm and stay positive. The only thing that's real right now is what's real. I'm well. My family's well. Mm-hmm. Everything in my apartment is normal. My dog's chewing on a ball. So everything.
I like what
is
you said about
normal.
Helping people. And this is a message I'm trying to get out this week, starting this week. Is let's don't just you know let's as we stay away from each other, let's don't disconnect from each other. If you know something, if you see something where you could help people. Find a way to do that without getting sick. I mean, we've got to do that, right? I mean, we can't just wait on the government to save us. What do you think? Last thoughts before.
No, it's you know, it's all local. I mean, I'll give you a small example. I have some, you know, cleaning lady who had
hold on to that thought.
To
I'm gonna let you get that to us after we go back. I need your website, please.
www.emediaweb.com.
emediaweb.com. You can tell how smart she is, folks, so you know you want to go there and check it out. Quick break, 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.